Okay. The Gemara says that the case where the Kohanim couldn't find proof that they were Kohanim when they came back to Bayis Sheni, so they permitted them to continue eating Truma and to be Nosei Kapayim, because that's what they did in Chutz Loretz, but they couldn't eat Kochim and couldn't do Avoda. So the Gemara says that even according to the Man Yomer who holds Ein Malin, that Malin Minasias Kapayim Litruma Liyuchsin, or Malin Mitruma Liyuchsin, here we weren't afraid. Because here it was obvious that their Chazaka wasn't good, because people would see they weren't Ovid Avoda and they didn't eat Kochim. So therefore we weren't afraid that people would understand from the Truma or from the Nesias Kapayim that they were kosher liyuchsin, because it was obvious there was a problem with their yuchsin. So Mara says, we're up to the top of Chafei Amar Aleph, the Elamai Gedola Chazaka. It says there in that Braisa, Gedola Chazaka, how great a Chazaka is, what great Chazaka. They continued eating Truma, there's no reason, they weren't surely possible. So they ate Truma in Chutz Loretz, they can continue eating Truma now. They were no Nosei Kapayim, they can continue. Right? But where's the Ma'is of Gabi Yuchsin and the Gabi Achilles Kodshim, they didn't allow them. So where's the Gedola Chazaka? Because they didn't answer them to something Nisafik? What's the Gedola Chazaka? Rashi, the Elamai Gedola Chazaka, Homer Rabbi Yossi, Loma Lanu Lochush Lahashbis Cheskosam, Ki Ma Yesh Lochush Levatla. Maisa, what's the big deal? Gdola Chazaka, Mashma, there was a chiddush over here. Right? Why shouldn't we follow the Chazaka here? Mara says, no, the Gdola Chazaka is the following. Mikora Ochel Betruma Durabonin. In Chutz Loretz, Truma and Bavel, Truma was only Durabonin. It's Xera Durabonin because of Truma and Eretz Israel. Hashta Ochel Betruma Deoraisa. And now they could eat Truma Deoraisa, so that's the Gdola Chazaka. That much we left them on their chazaka that they could even now go up a step and eat truma d'oraisa. Even now they're only allowed to eat truma d'rabbanan, meaning that in Eretz Israel, Rashi, the way Rashi learns at least, only truma of dogon v'tirosh is what's it called, is dogon yitzah v'tirosh is min haTorah. Oil, wine, and the five grains. All other peiros are only derabbanan. The machlokas we shown them what trumas are deraisa derabbanan. Some hold all trumos peiros are deraisa, and only trumas yerek is derabbanan. And some hold that it's only what's it called dogon tirosh v'yitzar. That's min haTorah. In any case, so they still only can eat truma derabbanan. Only truma that's not dogon tirosh v'yitzar. We Rashi wants the truma deraisa lo achol. Right, so the Maisa, what's it called? So in one second we'll see then why is it called Gedola Chazaka? The Gemara didn't answer that yet. The Chima Askina Mitruma LeYuchsin Betruma DeRaisa Betruma DeRabbanan Lo Maskina. And even though we're allowing them to eat Truma, since it's only Truma DeRabbanan, we're not going to assume from the fact that they can eat Truma DeRabbanan that if somebody sees them eating Truma DeRabbanan, Truma from things that are only Durabonin, right, that they're going to assume that they're really kosher Kohanim Legabi Yuchsin. The Elamai Gedola Chazaka, if that's the case, what's Gedola Chazaka? The Chazaka didn't allow them to do anything more than they did already in Chutz Loretz. Mara says, Afal Gav, the Ikal Amigzer, Mishum Truma Doraisa. I might think that once they came to Eretz Yisrael, where there is Truma Doraisa, we should not let them eat Truma Derabanan for fear that they'll end up eating Truma Doraisa. In Bavel, there wasn't such a thing as Truma Doraisa. There was only Derabanan. So we let them eat the Truma Derabanan. But now in Eretz Israel, there is such a thing as Truma Doraisa. So let's be afraid if we let them eat Truma Derabanan, they'll come to eat Truma Doraisa. Mara says, Lo Gazrinan. Yikla Migzah Mishum Truma Doraisa, Lo Gazrinan. That's the Chiddush. Gedol the Chazaka, we don't make that Gezerah. Mara says, if it's Truma Doraisa lo achol, they can't eat Truma Doraisa. V'haksi, the Pasuk says, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakodoshim. Mikodesh hakodoshim hud lo achol. Ho betruma doraisa achol. Only kodesh hakodoshim, only karbonos they can't eat. Mashma, the Truma, even min haTorah, they could eat. Hachi komar. Loba midi dikri kodesh, dechsiv echolzor lo yochal kodesh, the loba midi dikri kodshim, dechsiv ubas koin kisiel izor, he betrumas hakodoshim lo sochal. Truma, kodesh hakodoshim is not one thing. They can't eat from kodesh or from kodoshim. Kodesh is truma. Torah refers to truma as kodesh. And kodoshim is kodshim. So they couldn't eat truma deraisa either. The Omar Mar, b'mura min hakadoshim lo sochal. She can't eat chazei v'shok, right, the parts that are taken off from the, what's it called, from the, or the hamura mahem, right, the parts that are taken from a shlomim, or a toda, are what's it called, are allowed to be eaten by a kohen's wife and children. They can't eat, these kohanim couldn't eat from that either. All they can eat is from truma, but yeah, and not even truma deoraisa. Okay. Rashi. Betruma the Rabbanan, Shahari Begola Hayu, Shain Truma in Torah. What they ate in Bavel was Truma the Rabbanan. The Chol Mitzvah she tlu ya ba'aretz, ain't no Gehegesel of the Eretz, Kedam Yom Bekedushin. Because in Chutz La'aretz, really, these mitzvahs aren't no Egvin HaTorah. The boy say, Mahashta Nomi Betruma the Rabbanan. Possibly, the Gemara says, that even in Eretz Yisrael, they were only allowed to eat Truma Derabanan. They didn't go up a step. Truma's Peiros Ha'ilan V'Yerek. What's Truma Derabanan? Truma from all fruit and all vegetables, except D'Oraisa, Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzer, Lo'och. Truma from, Torah says, Reishis D'Goncha, Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. So Rashi learns, like many Rishonim, that those are the only things that are in our Torah. Rambam seems to say all Truma's Peiros are similar to dog and tirosh and yitzar, and they're min haTorah, and only trumas yerek is rabbanan. Mishum hachi lo kasha l'mad yomer malim mitruma liyuchsin, t'chi maskin liyuchsin mitruma deraisa. And now we don't have the question anymore. According to the man yomer who says malim mitruma liyuchsin, how do we allow them to eat truma if they're not considered kohanim miyuchasim? The answer is we're only malim mitruma liyuchsin if it's they're eating truma deraisa. But if it's clear they're eating only truma derabanan, we don't assume that they're 100% kohanim. So there's no problem. So the Mursa says, so if that's the case, they can only eat truma derabanan. What's a gedola chazaka? The ikal migzor mishum truma deraisa. Shari le'eretz bo umetsuya sham truma gemura deraisa. Till they were, when they were in Bavel, there was no such thing as truma deraisa. There was no reason to make a gzeira that they couldn't eat truma derabanan. Everything was truma derabanan. But now they came to Eretz Israel, and there is truma deraisa. Let's be afraid that if we let them eat Truma Derabanan, they'll come to eat Truma Deraisa. Mashalo hayamotzi lohem begola. V'yishmachush pen yachilum b'zeh. And the ma'isa, what's it called? We say not. Mara says, how can you say that they can't eat Truma Deraisa? It just says they can't eat Mikodesh HaKadoshim. Mashma, anything less than that, right? Anything that's not Kodshim, they could eat. So how can you say they can't eat Truma Deraisa? Loba midi kodesh v'hainu truma. Someone says no. Kodesh and kadosh are two things. Kodesh and kadosh. Kodesh is truma. The chazor lo yochal kodesh b'truma mishtoi. The Gemara explains in Yevamos that it's talking about truma. The chsiv b'parsha le'el minei ubo hashemish v'toyer. The acher yochal min hakadosh. The minim b'truma b'Yevamos b'ha'ara. The Gemara says it has to be talking about truma. It can't be talking about kodesh. The loba midi dikrichan. He can't eat kodshim or truma. Afilu chazei v'shok shel shlamim. Even the chazei v'shok with shlamim, right? Tanecholim l'neshei kohanim labdehem, that the wives, children, and avodim of a kohen are allowed to eat. These kohanim are not for sure kohanim. Therefore, they can't eat that themselves. Okay, let's go on. Oh, Navomer Mar biyavamos perik miyesh mutaros the bas kohen shenises liYisrael, right? The case of lo yochal min hakadoshim lo sochal, she can't eat from kodshim. Is talking about a bas kohen who got married to Israel, and her husband died, right? Venasis almana ugrusha, and her husband either died. What's it called? Bas kohen shenises liYisrael, venasis almana ugrusha. The Zera Inla, either a Grusha or an Almana, or her husband divorced her, one of the two. And now she goes back, she doesn't have children, She goes back to eat truma because of her father, right? So the zera ain la she chazeres the truma saviyah. The ainah chazeres the chazir v'shov. But she goes back only for truma, but she can't eat anymore. As being a daughter of a kohen, she can't eat chazir v'shov. It's only a daughter who never was married. But a daughter who was married can't eat chazir v'shov. The yolif my mehaykra kisia leizor he betrumas hakadoshim osol chalot. She can eat truma, but she can't eat truma sakadoshim. She can't eat that which is mura min hakadoshim. Okay.
Truma
what?
Truma
we're not talking about truma. We're talking about she can eat truma deraisa. Yeah. Okay. Toshma. Chazaka lekohuna nesias kapayim bebavel. Right. This goes according to the Man D'Yomer who says malin minesias kapayim liyuchsin. If you want to know if a person's a Kohen, see if he is Nosei Kapayim. So, and that's in Bavel. Bachilas Chala B'Suria. And if he eats Chala, Chala in Chutz Laaretz is only the Rabbanan. Suria is Kibush Yochid. Okay? And David HaMelech conquered it without the conditions that normally you need to make it Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is like this. Let's see Rashi first. Chazoka L'Kohuna L'Hoyer Lov Shu Kohen. That you can be made that the person's a kohen, right? That's nesias kapayim bebavel haroa nosei kapa bebavel made lo bechol makom shu kohen. You can be made anywhere. If you saw him be nosei kapayim in bavel, you can be made anywhere that he's a kohen. Mekabli memem v'fishiyeshom yeshiva ubeizdin kavua bod kinachar achar nosei kapayim. Since there are bote dinim kavuim, they don't let people do whatever they want. And if the person is Nosei Kapayim, obviously he's been checked up, and they know that he's a bona fide Kohen. Aval achila shchala utruma ein a chazaka. But in Bavel, eating truma and eating chala is not a chazaka for kohuna. The chutzlar slav deraisa truma dilei velo kapti kulehai. They didn't make such a strict rules that they wouldn't let somebody who they didn't check out eat truma derabanan or chala derabanan. So therefore, it's no raya that from the fact that he can eat truma derabanan and that he's been checked out and he's not a bona fide kohen. V'achilas chala b'suria, hi aram tzova, shekibsha David v'chibra l'Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech went, and we'll see in one second why it was considered kibush yachid, and conquered, annexed Suria to Eretz Yisrael. K'sover haitana, kibush yachid, shmei kibush. There's a machlokas in Gittin and other places, but the Zohar, where the kibush yachid is shmei kibush or lo shmei kibush. There are a few ways of learning. One way of learning is that in order for something to become Eretz Yisrael, it has to be conquered in the proper way with certain conditions. Otherwise, it doesn't get full kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That even is an Eretz Yisrael proper. If you didn't conquer it, or later on make a chazaka on it properly, kibush. What's it called? Rabim means, according to this opinion, that 600,000 Jews went and conquered it, or the shliach of 600,000 Jews, with a melech, with the urim v'tumim, right, and with the permission of the Sanhedrin. Those are the conditions. David HaMelech, for whatever reason, right, that itself needs explanation, but not here, not now. For David HaMelech, whatever reason, annexed Suria without those conditions. He did it on his own. So it's Kibush Yochid. And it's a machlokas whether Kibush Yochid creates Kedusha Seretz Israel or not. Right? That's what's it called. That's one sheet. A second sheet is that in Eretz Israel proper, if you conquer Eretz Israel and it becomes a Shaykh to Klal Yisrael in any way, it has Kedusha Seretz Yisrael. Suria was outside the borders of what the Rebbe Mishum promised us. The halacha is, Kol Mokom Asher Tigroch Kaf Raglechem, Lachem Yiyah. Wherever Jews conquer, outside of Eretz Yisrael, can become Eretz Yisrael with one condition, that you first conquer all the borders within Eretz Yisrael. But if you conquer the parts outside of Eretz Yisrael, before you conquer the parts inside of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't become Kodesh. And that's called Kibush Yachid. That's called Kibush Yachid. Why does it have to do with Kibush Yachid? It's Kibush Shalo Keseder, whatever. But the idea is that's why David HaMelech didn't bring the Sanhedrin and the Urim V'Tumim, because he really wasn't the time to conquer that. There were parts in Yerushalayim, around Yerushalayim, that weren't conquered yet in that time. And they went out and conquered Syria. That was not, first it has to be wherever you have an Eretz Yisrael, first you conquer, then you can conquer extra places. If you conquer it in the wrong order, it doesn't work. So that's another reason why Syria is called Kibush Yochid. It's Machlokas, whether that's true or not, whether you need the order or not the order, Machlokas, whether Kibush Yochid is Kibush or not. I have another way of learning, and that is that the first time around, there's different ways of making something Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael means it's Eretz Shel Yisrael. Before Klal Yisrael took ownership of it, it was Eretz Canaan. It was Eretz HaKodesh, but it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. These halachas of Truma, Meiser, and so on apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says Eretz Shel Yisrael. How does it become Shel Yisrael? So when it's conquered from us and somebody else owns it, they can let us make a kinyan on it. But when the people who are there don't want us to make a kinyan, there's only one kind of kinyan you can make, is kibush, is conquering it. Right? Kibush means from a milchama. It has to be a bona fide war. The Rambam says that a bona fide war is only if there's a melech and the Sanhedrin gives permission, right? If it's war outside the Shiva Sa'amin. That's called milchemes reshus. You have a right to make wars like that, but there are conditions. What makes it a war? And therefore, the way the Rambam learns, at least that's the way I think, is that in order for Eretz Yisrael to be considered Shel Yisrael, they have to have a kinyan. And if the conquering it from Goyim, we don't want to give it to them, not like in Bayesheni where the Persians had shlit over Eretz Yisrael and they gave it to us willingly, we made a kinyan, a chazaka. But you have to make a kinyan milchama, kibush. So what is kibush? A person goes and conquers something, that's called kibush? Or no, it has to be the result of a war. What is a war? A war has tanoim. What makes a war a war? It has to be alpi beizdin, with a rim v'tumim, whatever, to be considered a war. So therefore, that's a machlokas. Kibush yochid. Is that shmei kibush? Not is it mekadesh. Is that kibush? In order to make Eretz Yisrael, when the goyim don't want to give it to you, and they are here, you have to conquer it. What's called conquering? What is that kinyan of kibush? It's a result of a milchama. Does it have to be a full-fledged milchama or not? It could be even a personal one-man milchama. That's the machlokas kibush yochid shmei kibush or not.
And the Eivor Yardain, what was that?
Eivor HaYardain was kibush of all Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu
conquered. The borders that we
right, but that was right. But that was Eivor HaYardain is a different kedusha, right? And it also was conquered before they got Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So they didn't have a din of that kol mokom asher tidroch kafrag lechem. That not. Okay. Kesover haitaina kibush yochid shmei kibush. The chalosa utrumasa deraisa. Therefore chal and truma in Surya is minatorah. Because it was annexed to Eretz Yisrael and it's real Eretz Yisrael minatorah. Kesolka daitach tana chala vuadin l'truma. When the Gemara says chala, it means truma also. Not only chala, just an example. Truma too. Okay. Shabaita, Shemora. Again, Toshma, Chazoka, Lakun, and Sis Kapayim, Babova, Vachilus, Chal, Besuria. The Chiluk Matonas, Bikrochin. And if a Kohen gets Matnas Kahuna from a regular animal, he gets his Roa, Lachayim, and Keva, right, then you know that he's a Kohen. Ktoni Mias, Nasias Kapayim. It says that Nasias Kapayim is a good Raya, he's a Kohen. My love, Liuchsin, doesn't it mean that we establish him then as a Kohen, even Liuchsin? And we assume he's 100% kosher Kohen. Lo, the Truma. No, what it means is, if you see him, be no se kapayim, kiddi Truma. But not the Liuchsin. Aivo hadumya da achila schala, ktoni. Right? Ma achila schala Liuchsin, afnasias kapayim Liuchsin. Lachora by chala, it works for Truma and chala. So if we already see him eating challah, we can go one step up for yuchsin. So then it should be the same thing for nesias kapayim. They were said together. Mar says lo, achilas challah gufa l'truma. Right, achilas challah means if you see him eating challah, you can let him eat truma too. Kesover challah b'sman hazeh d'rabbanan u'truma d'oraisa. This man the Omer holds that challah is only d'rabbanan because challah there's a condition that all yidden have to be in Eretz Yisrael. B'vo'achem kulchem. Right, challah. There's an extra, not only a condition that we conquered it, but we have to actually be here. Be as kulchem. So challah is manazeh. Most Jews don't live in Eretz Yisrael. right, is only to Rabbanan. And according to many, it goes by when the original Kenyan was made. There wasn't most Jews here. So even if most Jews will come to Eretz Yisrael, it won't make a difference. The original Kenyan in the time of Ezra was not with most of the Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Chala b'zman hazeh Rabbanan, but Truma doesn't have that condition. Truma, you don't need bias kulchem. Truma, you just need kibush or chazaka, and that we have. So Truma is doraisa b'zman hazeh, and Chala is only to Rabbanan. And umaskina michala de Rabbanan l'truma doraisa. The chiddush is that if you see somebody eating Chala de Rabbanan, you can let him eat Truma doraisa, but not yuchsin. Okay, ukida apich luhu Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua l'Rabbanan, like Rav Huna b'reid Yeshua turned around what the Rabbanan said to tell me that Truma b'zman hazeh the rice and chalas the Rabbanan. Toshma, okay, let's see Rashi. The chiluk maktonos dasro the chayayim bikrochim afagav the isurin ein isur lazari. The isuran ein isur lazari, right? The zro lechayim v'keva has to be given to a kohen, but anybody can eat it. And if you didn't give it to the kohen, the rest of the animals mutter. It's not like truma. If you didn't take off truma, the whole thing is tevel. Okay. Hoel the krochim makom shvakim hein umetsuyim bo over v'shavim hamakirim bo ilav kohen avi lo machtzit nafshe. So even though the maisa anybody can eat zro lechayim v'keva. So what's the raya that this guy is eating zroa? The raya is not from the eating. The raya is from the fact that he takes it. It's talking that he got it from the butcher. The chora, and it's people, everybody's around. It's in the shuk. If he wasn't a kohen, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to take zroa l'chayim v'keva. Lo l'truma, haroa nosekap of the bovel. O ochel chala dafka besuria, v'heir lo b'eretz Yisrael, mekabla meduso la'achilo truma, avolo l'yuchsi. You see him eating challah or nosei kapayim, you can let him eat truma. Ma achilas challah edus chazkasa liyuchsin deila truma pshita hi gufa truma ikvar uchzik ba. Right, lechora when we see him eating challah, lechora can't be for to eat truma because challah and truma are the same thing. That's what Gemara thinks now. So it must be liyuchsin, just like what's it called? Challah is liyuchsin, nisias kapayim is also liyuchsin, not for truma. Umaskina michala de rabbon. No. The chiddush is that challah is only the rabbanon. If you see somebody eating challah, this man hazeh, the rabbanon, you can still assume he's a kohen enough to eat truma d'oraisa, but not for yuchsin. To eat lav kohen who lo havisofli lechallah gzer mishim truma. If he wasn't a kohen, they wouldn't have given the challah, even though it's the rabbanon, for fear that he'll eat truma, which is d'oraisa. Because the apich lekamon neforish. Later on, the Gemara is going to see where what's it called, Rav Huna, Bereder of Yeshua. Changed around something that Lechatchila said Chala is Doraisa and Truma is the Rabbanan, and he changed it around. Truma is Doraisa and Chala is the Rabbanan. Okay.
I think we're in the middle of Chafei Amir Aleph, Toshma. Chazoka lekahuna nesias kapayim, v'chila gronos be'eretz Yisrael, uvesuria uvechol mokum shishluche rosh chodesh magiyim. Nesias kapayim raya, avaloch chila gronos. Bovel kisuria. Okay, that's a braisa that you can assume somebody's a kohen if you see him duchen or you see him get truma in Eretz Yisrael and in Syria and wherever shluchei rosh chodesh magiyim in chutz laretz. In other words, within 15 days of travel from Yerushalayim. Where Shluchei Rosh Chodesh come, there were based in Kvuim, and then if somebody's allowed to do something, it's obviously under the supervision of based in. Right, Nesias Kapayim is a proof. Because otherwise, anybody can get up and be Nosei Kapayim, but where there's an organized based in, they see to it that people who are not Kohanim aren't Nosei Kapayim. But not what's it called? Not truma, and bavo is like suria. Okay, see Rashi. Rav Shinga Milel Omer, Af Alexandria Shomitzrayim, Barishon Mitnei Shebeisin Kvuim Shom.
And Alexandria also had a din. There were Beis Din Kvuim in Alexandria. It was an established Jewish community in Alexandria. And there also they supervised and made sure that only Kohanim were Nosei Kapayim. If you saw somebody be Nosei Kapayim in Alexandria, you also could assume that he's a Kohen. Rashi. Chazaka LeKohuna. Lahoyed Olav Shu Kohen. If you saw somebody do these things, you could be made he's a Kohen. What are they? Nesias Kapayim Bebodel. Haro'eyu Nosei Kapa Bebodel Meyed Olav B'chol Mokom Shu Kohen. Oh no, well, it's down further. This is from before. Nesias Kapayim V'chilu Gronos, the Truma. Okay, the Rayas are, you see somebody Duchen, or you see him getting Truma. Beretz Yisrael, Nosei Kapayim, the Ika Bezin, Kvuim Ubadki. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's a supervision of Bezin, there are Bezin Kvuim, and they check out and supervise who is allowed to be Nosei Kapayim or not. The Chilik Gronis, Gesolkadai, the Chashta, the Truma Bismanazed, the Raisa. The Kivan, the Oven Misa, Ika Maskina Minola Yuchsin. Now we think, the Havamin over here is, this Raisa is talking about Yuchsin. That if you see these things, you can be mala that Kohen Leyuchsin. You can assume that he's a Kohen for marrying, he's a untainted Kohen. Besuria, the Cholmokum Sheshluchei Eretz Yisrael Magiim, Lahodia Legolus Yom Shekitchu Basin Sachodesh, right, in Syria, or anywhere else that's close enough to Eretz Yisrael that the Shluchei Basin can get to in 15 days, right, Lasos Pesach Bismano, that they only make one day Yantif, because the Shluchim are able to get to them and tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. Those within 15 days of Yerushalayim. Messias Kapayim Raya, Lefisha Bezin Kavua Shom, Shemekabel Shlichos HaChodesh Al Bezin HaGodol. Because they had Bote Dinim Kvuyim within the area that the Shluchim could get to in order to receive their Edus. They sent from the Bezin HaGodol in Yerushalayim Shluchim, and those shluchim had to go and come to another Beis Din and give their edus. So there were batei dinim kvuim within 15 days of Yerushalayim to all the sides. So within that area, you know that there was supervision of Beis Din. Then the Sias Kapayim Raya, the Fisha Beis Din Kavua Shom, Shemakabo Shlichus HaChodesh of Beis Din HaGadol, Avalochi Legramos, the Trumadi Dulav Deraisa. But in those areas that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, but where there are still batei dinim kivuim, there chiluk truma was not a raya, because there outside of Eretz Yisrael truma is only derabbanan. Uvasuria nami haytanish savar kibush yochid lo shmei kibush. This tana holds not like we had before that kibush yochid is kibush. This tana holds kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. Therefore, truma in Surya is also only derabbanan, and therefore wherever truma is only derabbanan, it's no raya to yuchsin for sure. Yein malam mitruma leyuchsin. Upluks in the tanoi he b'hach milsit. It's machlokas tanoi in whether kibush yochid is shmei kibush or not. Okay, so weiter. Ktoni mihos. Okay, nesias kapay. The ma'isa this price it mentions that you can be mala and assume that somebody's a Kohen if you saw him duchen in places where there's supervision. My lovely Yuchsin, doesn't it mean that we can assume he's an untainted Kohen completely? Right? Somewhere it says lo lechala. It means that you can give him chala. If you see him be no se kapayim, you can assume he's a Kohen enough to give him chala, but not enough to be malahim le Yuchsin. Somewhere it says hadum yedechila gronus k'toni. Machilik Ronis Liyuchsin Afnasias Kapayim Liyuchsin can't mean Chala, because it says also that in Eretz Yisrael Chilik Ronis is also good. Chilik Ronis is Truma. Truma and Chala Lechor have the same din. So it can't be, if I see him eating Truma, I can give him Chala. It's the same thing. Must be, if I see him eating Truma, I can be Malahim Liyuchsin. So just like that's Mala Liyuchsin, the Sias Kapayim is also Mala Liyuchsin. Or it says, Lo, Chilek Ronos Kufa Lechala. Chilek Ronos means that if you see him eating Truma, you can also give him Chala. They're not the same. Why? Kesover Truma Bismanazed, the Rabbanan, the Chala Dioraisa. That Truma is the Rabbanan, but Chala is Min HaTorah. We'll see in one second what they... We just hold the opposite of that. But at this point, what's the Havamina that Truma could be the Rabbanan and Chala could be the Oraisa? Umaskina mi Truma the Rabbanan and Chala the Oraisa. That's the Chiddush, that if you see somebody eating Truma the Rabbanan, you can assume he's a Kohen enough to even give him Chala, that's Min HaTorah. Ukida Ashkechinu Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua the Rabbanan, when Rav Huna Bered Yeshua met the Rabbanan, the Omer Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Ashkechinu the Rabbanan Bebeirav, I read the Rabbanan in the Yeshiva, the Yasti the Kamre, and they were sitting and saying the following, Afilu Laman the Omer Truma Bismanazet the Rabbanan Chala the Oraisa. They were saying this idea, that even according to the Man the Omer who says that Truma Bismanazet is the Rabbanan, but Chala is still Min HaTorah. Why? Shari Zayin Shekibshu V'Zayin Shechilku Nischaivu B'Chala V'lo Nischaivu B'Truma. Truma, they were only Chayiv when Eretz Yisrael became theirs mamish completely, and Chala they were Chayiv as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. So you see that what's it called? Truma, you need to be Eretz Yisrael, that it belongs to Klal Yisrael completely, and Bizman Azeh the Kedusha Sa'aretz was bottled, and therefore it doesn't belong to us completely because we're in Galus. But what's it called? And therefore you weren't Chayiv in Truma until Eretz Yisrael became theirs complete Kenyan. They conquered it, divided it up. But Chala, the Gemara holds now, they were Chayiv as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. So just being there is Mechayiv you and Chala. Okay, see Rashi till here, and then we'll see. He said no, just the opposite. Okay, the Beirav, Beis Hamedrash Kori Beirav. It has nothing to do with Rav. Beirav means a yeshiva. Beis Medrash. Nischaivu b'chala, d'chsiv b'boachim el haaretz. As soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, you chayv in chala. That's what it says by chala. B'boachim el haaretz. V'tanya b'sifri. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shina Hakosu Biyazu Mikol Biyoshe B'Torah Shebekula Nemra Ki Savo Ki Viyacha The Kan Bivoachem Lamed Choshekivin Shenichnasu Lanischaivu. Okay, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that everybody holds that what it says by Chala is different than what it says by all the other mitzvahs Hatluyos Baretz. All the other ones it says Ki Viyacha, right, V'Hoya Ki Savo. But by Chal it says Bivoachem. The difference is the other ones are you have to come in and have a full ownership on the land before you're chayiv in these mitzvahs. And here, as soon as you come in, you're chayiv. Even before you get a full ownership on the land, before you actually conquer it and divide it. Lo nischayvu betrumas umaisus dechsiv digoncha tevuas zarecha hamiyuchedes loch. It has to belong to you completely, right? Va'od. So that's one reason why Truma, according to this opinion, Truma Bizman Azeh, or Truma didn't become effective until they conquered Eretz Israel and divided it, 14 years after they came in. Because it says Digoncha, and that means it has to be yours completely. And until they conquered and divided up the land, it wasn't theirs completely. That's one reason. Second reason is that the Torah makes the Meiser, and the Mela Truma is Hukash the Meiser, dependent on Shemitah. Because it says, in the third year of Shemitah, this is what you do, in the sixth year of Shemitah, this is what you do, the first 2 years of Shemitah, you do this. So the whole cycle of Meiser depends on Shemitah. And Shemitah, we know, right, Shemitah Shlomanu, Ela Mishikov Shu Vechilku, Kinamina Beseirova, Mesechus Erechim. And Shemitah surely didn't start until they conquered Eretz Yisrael and divided it up, and then they started counting the years of Shemitah. So since Maisris were dependent on the years of Shemitah, they also didn't start until they conquered and divided up the land. But Chala, it says Bivawachim. And therefore, as soon as they came into Eretz Israel, didn't have to be mamish theirs. They also were right. So what's it called? So therefore, Bizman Hazeh also, Klal Yisrael and Galus. So it's not 100% theirs. So therefore, Truma is only the Rabbanan. But Chala is still the Araisa. Chala just depends on being there, not on ownership. Okay. So Mara says, I said to them, I heard that this is what they were talking about in the Beis Medrash, that even if Truma is the Rabbanan, Bizman Hazeh, Chala is the Araisa. And I said to them, Adarab, Afilu l'me'am diomit Truma Bizman Hazeh deraisa. Even according to the man diomit who says Truma is deraisa, because lo bot la kedusha sa'aretz, and we still consider the full owners of Eretz Israel, right? Chala de Rabbanan. Chala is only the Rabbanan. Why? D'tanya b'vo'achem al ha'aretz, I b'vo'achem yochum mishenichnesu ashlaim u'shloshim raglim. What does b'vo'achem mean? Some, a few people come in, right? Talmud Lomar bivoachem bevias kulchem. Here it said the bivoachem different than kisavo or whatever, to tell me just the opposite. It's only when rove of Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael that you're chayiv in chala. Bevias kulchem amarti velo bevias miktzaschem v'chiaskinu Ezra lav kulus olav. When the Ezra came back, not all Jews, most Jews didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. So that Biashnia, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, wasn't done by Rov Eden. Mashen came the first time they came in. So according to this, the opposite is true. Right? The Machlokas, whether Kedusha Sa'aretz was bottle, right, is the following. The first time we went to Eretz Yisrael, this is where the Rambam learns. So the way that Eretz Yisrael became ours was through Kibush. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael depends on it being Eretz Yisrael, like we said yesterday, right? That's what Shiloh. What makes it Eretz Shel Yisrael? So the first time around, the Goyim weren't interested in giving to us, so the only way we could make it ours is by conquering it. So there's a Shiloh, what's called conquering? Okay? But there's another drawback by conquering. Kibush is only Chal as long as you're there. In other words, as long as you're the conqueror, the thing you conquered belongs to you. But if somebody else conquers it from you, then it's the kibush is bottle. Right? We find all the time that things are except by Medinas Yisrael, but otherwise, right, in the world it's understood that if Sichon and Og were Kovesh Cheshbon, right, then it's no longer the city of Moab, it's now the city of Sichon. So as long as you are the occupier, the conqueror, it's yours. Somebody else conquers it, it's theirs. So Eretz Yisrael, the same thing. First time around, Yoshua was Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, and then the Bavloim came and they were Kovesh it from us. Nebuchadnezzar came, the Tosfos Yontif says not only that, he had a Nevuah that the Novi said he could take it. The Novi said he's going to come and take the land. So therefore the Kibush was bottle, and the Pashtus we hold, isn't that some Machlokas too? Kedusha Rishona Kitchel the Shaita Velo Kitchel Asilava. The first Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was bottle when we went into Galus. And that it wasn't like ours anymore. Right? We have a right to it. But our actual rights were bottle for the time we were in Galus. Because Eretz Yisrael's Muchzekes Me'avoseinu. That's in general. But whether it's now Eretz Shel Yisrael Bepoel, that depends on our kinyan in it. Says the Rambam, that's Kedusha Rishona. Kedusha Shnia, though, was not because of Kibush. We didn't conquer Eretz Israel. How do we get rights to Eretz Israel? How did it become ours the second time? By a chazaka. The Persians gave it to us, and we made a chazaka on it. And a chazaka isn't bottle. Karka and Nigzelis. You can't steal land. If something belongs to me, I made a kinyan on it, and you come along and take my land, you're a ganet. You're a gazel. And the karka remains mine. Never goes out of my rishos. So the second time around, and Tosis Yontif adds to that, not only that, but the second time around also, they what's it called, there was no nevuah that the Romans should come and take Eretz Yisrael. They had no rishos from Shammai. Mm-hmm. They did it, and the Rabbanu Shalom didn't stop them, but it was not a nevuah of a Navi that they had a right to come to take it, says Tosfos. But in any case, so the second time around was a chazakah, and therefore, even though somebody came and conquered it, they doesn't take away my chazakah. And therefore, what's it called then? They had no right to conquer it. The Muslim didn't give them a right to do it. So therefore, it didn't take away my chazakah. The question they ask is, then why in the first time make a chazakah too? If they conquered it, they could have all made a chazakah, but that you can't do. You can't make a kinyan on something that belongs to you already. You can only make a kinyan on something that, till it belonged to, till they were kovish, it didn't belong to them. Once it belonged to them, you can't make a chazakah on something that's yours. So the way it belonged to them was kibush. In any case, so therefore the first Rambam says Kedusha Rishona was bottled, but Kedusha Shnia remains. That is the what's it called, the Rambam Shita in Halacha. There's a man the Omer holds no, even Kedusha Shnia is bottled. That's a Shaila. Is Truma de Raisa or the Rabbanim is one? It depends if Kedusha Shnia was bottled or not. So if you hold that Kedusha Shnia was not bottled, since it was a chazaka, it remains even today. Even whether we're in Gaulis, Mishnaishim, we still have Eretz Yisrael, still called Eretz Shel Yisrael. It's still connected to us. So you're chayiv in Truma, but you're not chayiv in Chala. Because in Chala, there's another condition. The condition of Chala is Bivoachem, Bivoachem Kulchem. Rove of Klal Yisrael have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that didn't happen the second time we came in. Second time we came in, we made a chazaka, and it became ours, but it didn't become ours through Rove of Klal Yisrael being there. And therefore, even subsequent to that, according to many shitas, even if Rove Klal Yisrael would come, but they didn't come at the initial chazaka, then that chazaka doesn't have the koach for chala. Could be that others hold out like that, that as soon as Rove Klal Yisrael be, you chayim chala min haTorah too. But there's for sure a shita that the rove of Klai Yisrael has to be at the time that the original chazaka was made. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? Therefore, chala is only the rabbanim. Rashi. What?
What is the meaning of chazaka?
Chazaka is karka, just like any chazaka person. What? What's it called? He. What? No. He makes, what's it called? Makes improvements in the land, or he locks it up, or he opens it, he shows that he's the bailin. He does things that show that he's the owner of that land.
First time they were, even though they didn't kibush, they were occupiers.
Right? But the way that they got it was by kibush, not by a chazaka. Chazaka you can only make it something that somebody wants to give you. You can't make a king on something that somebody doesn't want to give you. What?
Second time,
Persians. The ones who conquered it from the ones who conquered it to begin with.
Persian was Asher?
Who?
Asher.
The Persians,
no.
Poras. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Ibe vo'achim. Yochel mishenichnesu lo shnayim u'shloshem araglim. Talmud lomer bivo'achim bevias kulchem. V'hochi perusho. Kiven deshina akosu biyazu lichto vo bivo'achim. Since the Torah said, right, by Chala, that bivo'achim, and it didn't say kisavo or kiyaviyachol like other places, below kosu kisavo, I might think that whenever anybody came in, two people came in, that's it. That's no. Ki v'yacha could be anybody, but bivoachem means all of you. That's how the Gemara is darshing the bivoachem now. Lo kulu salik ruba nishar b'bavel. Rove klalis remained in Bavel by Ezra. Tchsiv kol akol ke'echad arba ribut. It says in Ezra that the whole Kahal that came into Eretz Yisrael was 40,000 yid. That was definitely not rove of Klal Yisrael.